This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Daniel Martin Pacheco. Date of birth is September the 13th, 1970. Case ID number is 4790465. Date of exam, April the 20th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Shannon Medical Center, dated 8/19/21. Identifying information. This is a 52-year-old single male with one child who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of cerebral vascular accident with right-sided hemiparesis plasia. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2001, where he was a dishwasher for 7 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house with his sister and brother-in-law and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegations number one, cerebral vascular accident with right hemiparesis / plasia. The claimant states that in July of 2001, he presented himself to San Angelo Hospital, which is called Shannon South Hospital, where he was hospitalized for 1 week, secondary to having an acute left basal ganglia intracranial hemorrhage with midline shift with right-sided hemiplegia. The claimant presented with right-sided hemiplegia, decreased balance, but good vision. He also states he had slurred speech and decreased memory and cognitive function along with confusion. The claimant did have a syncopal episode but denies any seizures. His residual symptoms include right hemiplegia / paresis with decreased balance but normal vision. The claimant's speech is normal at this time. He does complain of decreased memory, decreased cognitive function, and sometimes confusion. He denies any seizures or other syncopal episodes. His limitations include being able to walk 60 feet slowly, stand for 10 minutes, climb one flight of stairs with the rail, and he states he has a cane that he has to use all the time. The claimant is left-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, occasionally cook an egg, and sweep a little bit. He states he can button his clothes and lift approximately 10 pounds above his head. He is presently on no medications at this time, except for atorvastatin 40 milligrams QD. He did leave AMA from the hospital. He was diagnosed with an acute left basal ganglia intracranial hemorrhage with midline shift and a right hemiplegia, which was non-operable. His condition appears to be fairly stable at this time. His father died at the age of 68 from a myocardial infarction. His mother died at the age of 60 from cancer of the uterus, and she also had hypertension and diabetes mellitus. It was noted that the claimant was started on amlodipine 5 milligrams QD, but he is not taking that medication. He's also taking atorvastatin 40 milligrams POQD. His medical problems include hypertension, cerebral vascular accident of the left basal ganglionic area with an intracranial hemorrhage and a midline shift with right hemiplegia / paresis, which was non-operable. Major surgeries, none. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking 1/2 pack of cigarettes per day for 30 years. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant does smoke marijuana, but he states the last time he did that was in 2013. He denies the use of cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 97.8 Fahrenheit. Weight, 150 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 3 and a fourth inches tall. BP was 171 over 111 mmHg. A second reading was 180 over 104 mmHg. Heart rate was 70 beats per minute. Respiration was 16 respirations per minute. BMI was 26.5. Oxygen saturation was 95%. The claimant was told that his blood pressure was high and two readings were taken. He was told to follow up with his family doctor. General, this is a 52-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and is in no acute distress. He appears also to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination, H-E-E-N-T. Could you please drop down to Snell and Vision? OD uncorrected was 20/20. Pinhole was 20/20. OS uncorrected was 20/25. Pinhole was 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times 3 and had good eye contact with me. His speech was fairly fluent, and his mood was appropriate for the time. He did have decreased clear thought processes, and his memory was fair. Concentration was fair, but he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of patella and ankle for the left side was +1, and for the right was +3. And for the breaker reflex and biceps reflexes, on the right side was +3, and for the left was +2. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 appear to be grossly intact. Cerebellar function. The claimant's gait was asymmetric, slow, unsteady, and untalgic, and he appeared to be limping. The claimant did present with an assistive device, which is a cane. The claimant did not attempt to walk around the room without the cane and was unable to walk around the room without the cane. His hand-eye coordination was poor, and finger-to-nose was abnormal. He was unable to perform this secondary to right upper extremity plasia. Heel-to-shin exam was abnormal, and the Romberg sign was positive. Muscular skeletal. The claimant did have palpable muscle spasms and tenderness. Of the right leg, he also had a hemiplegia of the right upper extremity, mild right upper arm swelling was noted, no erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is abnormal range of motion of the thoracic and lumbar spine, secondary to right upper and lower hemiparesis and weakness. The claimant was not able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is abnormal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of the right upper and lower extremities, but especially of the right upper extremity, where the claimant has complete hemiplegia. In the lower extremities, he has hemiparesis. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 40 degrees on the right side and 80 degrees on the left. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body, but especially for the right upper and lower extremity. There is decreased range and motion and strength of the right knee, but normal range of motion and strength of the left knee. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on his own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down on from the exam table, but only with assistance. The claimant was unable to walk on his heels and toes, and was only able to walk at a tandem rate with a walk with a cane and with a antalgic gait. He could not stand on one foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted device, he requires a cane at all times for stability. Neurological exam. Grip strength is plus 1 over 5 for the right upper extremity and hand, and is plus 5 over 5 for the left. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were not symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were abnormal. The claimant had plus 3 reflexes for the right patellar and ankle area, and for the right brachioradialis and biceps area. He also had a plus 1 on the left side for the patellar and ankle, and a plus 2 for the brachioradialis and biceps reflexes on the left side. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense for the upper and lower extremities on the right side. There is mild evidence of muscle wasting and muscle spasms of the right upper and lower extremities. Muscle strength was plus 1 over 5 for the right upper extremity and plus 3 over 5 for the right lower extremity. The claimant had a plus 5 over 5 right left upper and lower extremity strength. Fine and dexterous finger control is completely abnormal for the right hand, but is normal for the left hand. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects with the left upper extremity and nothing with the right upper extremity. He hears and speaks fairly well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction of the right upper and lower extremity, secondary to right upper extremity plegia and left lower extremity hemiparesis with decreased strength. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk, but with difficulty because of right lower hemoparesis and strength of +3/5 for the right lower extremity. There is completely abnormal grip strength for the right upper extremity, +1/5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted for the left upper extremity, but is completely restricted for the right upper extremity. On examination, the claimant does show some mild muscle wasting and fatigue of the right upper and lower extremities. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his vision. He is able to communicate fairly well with some limitations and does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to right upper extremity hemiplegia and right lower extremity hemiparesis, and along with mild decreased cognitive and memory function. Probable diagnoses, number one, cerebral vascular accident with right hemiparesis / plegia, confirmed with physical examination. The claimant does also have a blood pressure reading, which was very high. He was told to follow up with his family doctor. He is not taking any medication. He does not appear to be adequately treated. He did sign out AMA from the hospital when he had the stroke. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Daniel Martin Pacheco.